days, Amish Bowl. So at that time, he fell asleep. So, Oma, Shmamino Lava Ira Hara Lemebedoch, Tirsiv, Anesh La Tzadik Loitev, Vain Loitev El Ra, Shenema, Sha, Bimchitzho, Ko, Rigur Hora. So, in other words, so even a mean and apteris, but Sotesis says the Kashi, but after all, minim is meridim lemaili. So Tesis says, that's dafke b'diodom, but b'shamayim is an aver. So what does Tesis mean? That to kill b'yodayim is less humble than to curse. But the answer is, as the Miri says, that the Indian of meridim lemaili is only shayach bisman. And Chaznish says the same thing, but it's mentioned by the Miri, that Chaznish says, today the aloha of meridim lemaili is not shayach, because the aloha of meridim lemaili, in other words, that we are not allowed to be matzile and amum rachis, was only shayach bisman chazal, even after chum baisheni, so they were still, from time to time, so everybody knew, and the rube of Klal Yisrael or tzaddikim, and there was a mute of apikorsim. So everybody knew that apfire minus is the source of all evil. So then, when it's done by Dele Yisrael, as the Miri says, Dele Chachomim Veinemado, in certain special situations. So then there is a need of Hatzolah for Klal Yisrael. But today that it's Hermuno Botlo Me'amein, so then on the contrary, we are Mechuyev to remassle them and to mikar them and to put them in the Pinas Oeya Shalteo until they will do tshuva. As a matter of fact, in 1903, so a certain radical in Brisk, so in the presence of soldiers, so he shot Tsar Nikolai in effigy. There was a picture of Tsar Nikolai, and he shot it in effigy. That was before Rosh Hashanah.
He shot the picture?
The picture in effigy, in the presence of soldiers. So they didn't have, you know, a trial by jury in those days. So the mayor of Brisk, he had to decide. So the mayor of Brisk sentenced him to be shot on the day after Yom Kippur. So then somebody was very close to the mayor of Brisk, and he was a Ben Bais in Rav Chaim's home, told Rav Chaim the story. That this and this youngster was a Mumal Hachis. He was accustomed, he was 24 years old, and he was accustomed every Shabbos at 7 o'clock in the morning, when Rav Chaim used to leave the house to go to shul, to come before the house of Rav Chaim and smoke a cigarette to show Rav Chaim that he defies the Torah. So he was sentenced to be shot on the day after Yom Kippur. So Rav Chaim called the members of the Kehillah, the father of Menachem Begin. So Dave Begin, so he was the secretary of the Kehillah. He was an Orthodox Jew, but he was a big Zionist. So he was also a member. He called them to a meeting in his house, and he told them that somebody who is very close to the mayor told him that the mayor confided to him that if the Kehillah of Brisk will give him 5,000 ruble, so then he will send him away. No one will know. That was the one mile in Tsarist Russia. over and above communist Russia could drive them. That was a terrific mileage.
Sure. Provide them,
you know. Sheikha is sometimes a wonderful thing. You know the story about Rabinus Nebeshitz. Rabinus Nebeshitz had many discussions with the mayor of Prague. So the mayor of Prague once told him, how is it that the Jews give bribes to judges, to Christian judges? But the Torah says that you're not allowed to take a bribe. So how is it that they violate their own Torah? So Rabinus Nebeshitz said, the reason as to why the Torah assert a bribe, because Kashicha Yavarenecha Homim Visale Divisadik, because the Sheikhat has the tendency to make the person partial. Partial. So if the judge is without Sheikhat, impartial, he's not allowed to take Sheikhat to become partial. But in a case where the judge like this is impartial, he's very prejudiced against the Jew. And through the Sheikhat, on the contrary, you restore the balance, his impartiality, then it's a mitzvah to give Sheikhat. So that was one mile that Tsarist Russia had over and above Bolshevist Russia. In other words, they took Sheikhat. So Chaim demanded.
What about today?
One second. So Chaim Briska demanded of the members of the Kehile, the city council, the Jewish community, that they should give him 5,000. So they all spoke up. He said, the Kehile has only 520 rubles in its treasury. It will become depleted. So they won't be able to give money for poor people, Erev Yom Kippur, nothing. We should deplete our treasury to save that Mual Hachis who tries to smoke every Shabbos when Reb Chaim comes out from the house. Let him be shot. The world will be better off. So Reb Chaim didn't pay attention to it. But then one member was a big London, Boki Bishas. He said to Reb Chaim, he's Meridim Lemailin, he's a Mumal Achis. You're not allowed to be Muslim. So Reb Chaim said to him, Ich weiß dem Din von Meridim Lemailin besser wir. The Din of Meridim Lemailin applied in Zman Chazal when there were no apikorsim and the Rav Binyan of the Jews were tzaddikim like the Chofetz Chaim and the perhaps even more, and there were a few apikorsim. So then if Dele Ador decide that as a measure of Hatzolek for Klal Yisrael, in order, as the Rambam says, so then we shouldn't save him, then we don't save him. And it requires deliberation, not a vote by members of a Jewish city council, even those who are Pkim Bishas, it requires deliberation. But today, when there are so many apikorsi, so, Einbundisnerer, Einbundisvinziker, so Memele we are mechuyev to be matzlim, because we rachamov al kol maasov, and the Gemara says in Broches even ligabe itzduki. So you're not allowed to curse him because we rachamov al kol maasov. So this is azorius on your part to say that, but they refused. They refused. So what did Chaim do? What can he do? So, Erev Yom Kippur, when everybody came to shul, to Dav Minche before the Yiddish student Afsekes. It was about 2:30 in the afternoon, and Shkia was about 6 o'clock. So Chaim went up on the bima. He says, Rabbi Zai, we are not going to Dav Minche until the members of the Kehile will go with me to their office, and they'll take the 5,000 ruble, and then we'll bring it, I and they together, to the mayor, and we'll get the release of that foolish, stupid youngster, the Mumalachis that you call him. I know he's a Mumalachis. I know it better than you. I know it every Shabbos. So they had no prayer. They couldn't dab. So they all went with Reb Chaim to the office, and they took the 5,000 ruble, and they brought it to the mayor, and then the mayor got signed the release, and that youngster was 24 years old, right after Yom Kippur. He left, and he went to Warsaw, and then a few months later, Reb Chaim heard he became a Baal Tshuva. So you see, I mean, when the din of Meridim Lemaile applies. So that's, I said it in explaining the Ramo that became the Maram, that today we are not allowed to be minad anybody, because on the contrary, it will drive people to Averis, to Shmat Chas V'Shalom. And Mimele, if somebody is minade today, even if he's minade and apikeres, he'll not be able to laugh with kalcheras because he's not in Yisimai Samcho, but he'll be there on the posik. Gamanesh li tzadik loy teiv vein li teiv elo ra. So here, that's why, I mean, all these halachas of nidu are not traveling bismarze. Mimele, one of the mechayovim nidu is amnade mishenechayev nidu, and the rabbi is masik. He says this is not to be mentioned among the chovdale dvorim that achayov nidu, because here it's a special aloha that if Ruven is minade shimen who is not chayev nidu, then the nidu that he pronounced on Shimon is transferred to him automatically. So that's the only nidu that doesn't require a ma'ase nidu by Bezdin, but according to the Ravishit. So this is the pshat in the Teisvus here. All right. Now the next Mishnah. Kol anase domim biacher kiv mishezocho ze nischayev ze bechalip. If somebody is nase domim biacher, shedarke li site bidomim kishekein achif esachot, vehashtes al kedaito. The matbeos lashmi, what is the usual thing that is given in return for a chifetz? When you sell a teapot, what is the usual thing that you give? Money, matbeya. So, kibim shezocha ze, nischayev ze b'chalif. In other words, as soon as Shimon gave the matbeya, let's say, 100 zuz, for a behemoth, some mele, Ruvein became a chuyev to turn over the behemoth to Shimon. Pratis hak daitod matbeos lashmi, kim she zocha zeh nischayev zeh b'chalifov. Heiche di nosni b'teir haschlif, v'loi b'teir hasdomi. Elo kein she keinim b'sudea, kein shol afish nale. So the havamin of the Gemara was that the Mishnah doesn't mean b'teir hasdomi. B'teir hasdomi, my komashmon. Everybody knows that when you give domi, so yam chuyev, to give the chayvus, whether he can be chayzer and submit to a mishapora or not, another question. But without submitting to mishapora, Once you give dumb imbiteras, kesef, so then you are mechuyef to give to the likeach the chayfetz. So maikom ashmolot. So the havamin of the Gemara was that the Gemara Mishneh has reference to the case when the Magbeah was not given b'tiras domin, b'tiras kesev, but b'tiras ki and suda, like handkerchief. So the Gemara says, Ketzat, kim shizach hazen Yisrael zev chalifin, chalif of Ketzat, hechlif shor b'shir b'poro, b'chamir b'shir, kim shizach hazeh, Nischayev v'chalifo. Now, how can the Havamina be that the Madea was given b'tiras ki yisuda when the Mishnah says explicitly hechlif sheir b'chpo v'chameir, not that there was an exchange between kesef and the behemo, but an exchange ibata between one behemoth and the other. So Rashi explained it. Kim shezocha b'yamakne u'moshach zuzechot min hakeine b'tiraskin yachlit nischaye v'hakeine b'ein sechlit b'chomokim shehen imeisu o'im nevdu olav lishalim amoyish shepeisi klosis lay lifi shachashemeshach hameich rasasudeh ויסעזוז בתירס חליפן ניקנה המקח ללקיח בכל מוקים שהוא החליף שיר בפור כיו שמוש הבלה פור אז השיר ניקניס פור ללקיח בכל מוקים שהיא וינסר עליו ובגמור פורך מי קיצת הויל והוא עושה להשמינות דמדבין עשה בחליף שאף על פי שבתירס דומים קיימלון but he has to submit to Mishpara. Ki avin le b'tiraskin en suda koni, ki suda havle le misne, keisat hechlif moiz b'po. Hechlif maini umad beya, shmamen umad beya nas hechlif. Omer Rav Yudah Horek omer, kol anishem domen b'ach. Let's say if there is a barter between the poor and the sheir, so it has to be assessed whether the poor has the same value as the sheir or not. Suppose the poor is worth 150 zuz, and the chameir is worth only 100 zuz. So the difference of 50 he has to give. Kim shezochose nischayev v'chlif deikename diktone keitzat. Hechlif sheir b'por chameir b'sheir shmamet umay disa lekadait mikor dimad b'yan ha-sechlif umay keisat hoche koma peiras name avdechlif keisat hechlif psar sheir b'por ripsar chameir b'sheir kim shezoch ozen ischayev v'chalif kiniche l'rafishis doma peiras avdechlif אל רב נחמן דום הפירס ליד תחליף היית למימה הורה קומה יש דומים שאין כחליף כיסת החליף משיר בפור עוד מלחמיה כשיר מיתיים מאסובה לקרביכן דומה דברתיר מויסקינס ומתם אומו משיר הקינה גזירה שמיים עלי נסוגותך או בעלי because if he couldn't be חזיר. So then, sometimes, when Shimon paid the money for a chayfetz, for chitim, and the chitim remained in the aliyah of the Meicher, and then the fire would break out. So if the chachomim wouldn't be sakin, that the likiach can be chayzeir, so the Meicher, when the fire breaks out, will not be induced to stop the fire. Because what does he care? Is the loss of the lekeach. So because of that, the chachomim were misakin that the lekeach can be chayzeir. But he only has to submit to Mishpara. Mimele, if he's chayzeir because of the fire that took place and the meicher did not stop the fire, So then he doesn't even have to be Mekabel Mishapora. In other words, when does he have to be Mekabel Mishapora if he's Chazer without good reason? But if he's Chazer because the Mecher was negligent, so then he doesn't have to be Mekabel Mishapora. So Mimele, that will supply the inducement for the Mecher that in case the fire breaks out, he should stop the fire. So, but that's only the Chachamim on Misakin that are kone, that even Chizir in an ordinary case, when you pay mois, but when you pay by means of barter, that's an unusual thing. Some mele the Chachamim not Misakin. So then the mois is kene, and neither the Likeach nor the Mecher can be Chizir. So, matamom mishichom kene zero shemayimle nisuchatecho baliye. Mul said shriche gozur berabonon. Mul said lo shriche li gozur berabonon. Ugishlok yishdom mishichem freshes matero. He nichis avoy kafishes dom apiris avichlif mitaris kafishes. Elisavla kab nachmen dom apiris lo yavdechlif. Umad beyeli kone b'may meikale al kocho ki rav sheshe sfirale. Now, here we see that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish as to whether Moise is kene midraise or not. And the reason is why Rabbi Yechanan says Dvarti or Moise kene is. So Rashi says because of the Zeros HaKosuf there's the next Mishnah, Pidyon HaGdeishes. So now what's Pidyon HaGdeishes mean? If somebody has HaGdeish and he wants a Chavish, I guess he wants to be paid yet, so he puts down money and he said the Kedusha of the Chavish should be poker from the Chavish and should have Chal and the Mois. So then the Chavish is Yotzei Lechum and the Mois become Moishalai. So in other words, what kind of Kesef is it? By Pinek Deishes, Kesef Piroi. So we learn out that Mitaltrin, so Mois is Kenev Vatria. The Shlokhi says that Midaraisi only Mishicha is Kenev. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Dvar Torah Mois Kenes, Nima Omo Mishicha Kene, Gzeiro Shemayim Alei, Nisruvu Chitecho Baali. Sof sof, Man Dishodet Leike Bo Yishlume, El Gzeiro Shemotipel Leike Beines, I Meit Mesle Bershusei, Mosanafshi Toch Matzel, Vilo Yilui Mosanafshi Toch Matzel, Rishloki Shoma Mishicha Mifureshes Matir. My time is a Rishlokish. Oma ko, Rishim ke umem kawa misecho, u ikonom yal misecho, dova aniknem yad liyad. So that's Mishich. Possession. Vi Rishlokish, vi Rabbi Yechanan, u ikonom, im kein licht, vi Rishlokish, im kein licht, but the Torah says, vi Rabbi Yechanan, the Torah says beferesh economy ala misecho do anik miyad liyad es mishiche change of possession Rabbi Yechanan oma miyad limuti karak it lesbinoi so kisik na misecho does not imply that there has to be possession, bodily care. But it means something like mitaltali, not karke. Karke is nismayt from the din of enoyed, pochas nishtus mechile, and eshtus is kono mazer enoyed, and yesam shtus bitl metach, by karke doesn't apply. So the Ramban is the kashi. According to Rabbi Yechanan, that only Moses gained the mitaltalin, and Mishicha Naat, so Bishlei Merdi Mechire, so then there is Moses. But how about Matoni? How can somebody become a Matoni? There is no Moses. And by Hefka, how can somebody be Zeichan Hefka? His Magbia is Mesha. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, Mishich is not kinyan with the rice. It's not mistaber that there couldn't be any kinyan. So the Ramban gives a teretz, very mistaber like a teretz, that it's not that Rabbi Yechanan is chelik am reshlokishes pshat kisiknem yala misecho dola aniknem yalya. There's the traditional mikro. Kisiknem yala misecho, something that can be turned over, the possession can be turned over, not karke. But Rabbi Yechanan says that there is also idroshe miyat limuti karke. So mele the halacha is that varteo, if it's possible to pay the domim for the mitaltalin, so it's me'akib the kinyan, and mishich is not kinyan. So that there's a kosuf only applies to something that could be nikne by paying. But in case of matone, in case of hefker, where it's incapable of possession being turned over from the nesi to the zeiche, then Rabbi Yechanan is also made to the droshe of Miyad HaMisech Odom HaNik Miyad Liyad, because there's the Pshutish HaMikro and the Mikro Yesim Lipshuti. Now, so with this we can understand a certain Rambam. Maybe I mentioned this Rambam previously. The Gemara says in Dushan Bakim Zion, Omarav, Hamikadesh b'milva ene mekadeshes, milva leitzoyni. So if the woman borrowed, let's say, 100 zuz from the bar, and she had to pay, so the Baal said, you know what, you have to pay me 100 zuz. I'll be meichel you the milve. But I want you to be mekudeshes to me with the cancellation of the milve. And she agreed, ain't mekudeshes. Why? Milve litzoinit. Because the 100 zuz, the coins that he gave her a month ago, she was already king. And even if she didn't spend it, it's hers. For a month, what does she owe him? She owes him shibudik echei. So now, when he's been kaddisher, with the cancellation of the milve, he doesn't give her anything. So he's not mekadeshes. Name it kadanoi. Hamikadish b'milve in mekadeshes. V'yei shema mekadeshes. My love, v'hokam mifligi. Imar sova milve. Leitzoinitno, umar sova milve lav leitzoinitno, vitisbere eime seife, vishovim vimecha sheze kon. I amret milve leitzoinitno, bimai kon. Omar avune, omar av nachmon, hune chavre meikle mulachai, och maskinon, kishoma, לא יסקצ'ו לי במונה, ונמצא מונה חסדינה, אמר סובה כסיף להם מילס למצווה, ומר סובה לא יכסיף להם מילס למצווה. אבל, זה גמור מפורשת, דצינס מילוי צוי מתנה, זה מה אתה אומר, המקדש במילוי מקדשת, המייחה במילוי, איזה נמוך. So if somebody is meicha b'milveh, so the mechira is not chal. The mechira is not chal. The mechira is not chal. The Rambam, however, passes that mekadosh b'milveh is einu mekadoshes, but meicha b'milveh, the mechira is kayam. פרקי מלחסישס הלוחריטים. המקדש במלווה אפילו הויסו בשטערי נמקדשס. קיסת, גן שהוי אלוהי אצלו חייב דינה. ואומר לו, הרי את מקדשס לי בדינה שיש לי ביותך, אין נמקדשס, מפני שהמלווה ליצוי ניתנו. ואין כאן שום דובו, קיום לאונס בימיאטו, שש כבר הציעו איסי דינר ועוברה הנושא סודץ לגבי קדוש נאו לצי דה פסק רמבה אוי מפירה פרק זיים לחס מחירה אוי הלוך הדלת, מי שאוי אלי חייביס לחברי, ויום עלי, מחי אלי, חוב יש של יין בחייב שיש לי אצלחו, ורוצה המחי, הרי זה כמשנוס נאדום עם אטו, וכל אחי זה בי מקו המשפח. סוייף, רובי, old chimen, 100 zuz, and he had to pay Shimon. So Shimon said to him, you owe me 100 zuz, you know what, I'll make a settlement for you. You don't pay me the 100 zuz, I'll cancel the 100 zuz debt. But instead of that, I want that you should transfer to me your sode. So he's trying to sell the sode for the cancellation of the 100 zuz debt, so it's moch. But like noson domi, v'loi moshach. So then he can be chaser, but he has to submit mishapora. Lifichoch imoch alikarka v'chevei, einechod men yochel arzabe, v'af hal tishin mois hamilve, מצויז בשס המחה. סמילה בי מטלטלין. So מחילס המילבה is like דומי ממש. But דומי ממש היא כמחי זה only has to submit to a משפורה. But בקרקויס that there is no משפורה. So ממילה he cannot be חי זה. So the Ravid is massive. That's contrary to the Gemara in addition to the Zayin, the Amrit Nilo, it's a Nitmo, the Mecha Maikon. So, the thesis of Yazaki, here says, so, Hashtag the Kaimelon, Nilo, it's a Nitmo, Shimkona Kaka Milvili Koniklau, Vam Taltalin Mikabel of Mishapur, Via Ramzalkos Abikinian Pirig Zion, the Konekake, the Milve Havikinian Gomo, Mitaltaleli Kibula Ali Mishapur. So it's the Kashi, there's the Ivis Kashi. So it is Razokin Vitas. Vidaite, the Hodom Rabirchenen. Vartira mois kines, loishne mois bien, ve loishne mois alvoi. The efshea da libe, so, the efshea da libe, the hoche de loik rabiechen, the efshea da libe de rabshim melokishi, doma mishichen freshes natir, ve loi mois, ultidei karkash niknes bekese, is mis misoris because if yiknu yalfinon davke moishim ben avol b'milvele. So what did he start? Gives a very logical time. He says, now I don't have to explain it, I want to mention the machlekes between in Simen Kufs Adiktes and Chishmishbet, between the Sma and the Tas. The Ta says, the Sma says, that the Kinyan Kesef by Karka is Kesef Peroi, not Kesef Kinyan. Kesef Peroi means you pay the price of the Karka, so mainly the Karka is going to you. The Ta says, it's Kesef Kinyan. The Raya is that we learn out Kicha Kicham is the effort. The nisha is mekadesh is bekesef. By ish is not shaykh to say the price of the ish. Ibn Kheren has no price. So it's kesef kinyan like chazokia, like shtar. So kesef is also kesef kinyan. But it's really not a kashi against the sma. Because the fact that there is a alfuse between one and the other does not necessarily mean that it's the same Allah. For I, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Perik Nesir Omeire, learns out the Hekish in the Parsha of Nara Moroso. But Nara Elis Hasidovo, Tashel Yokum Ish Al Reyu or Tzoche Kina Dovrazi. So there is a Hekish between Arayes and Ritzich. So there is one Hekesh between Arayas and Ritzich, the Gabi Redif, Achavir Lehog, so Matzil Nesi bin Nafshish already, because the Torah says the parts of Arayas, Vei Mishial, Ho Yesh Mishialo, Matzil, Afil bin Nafshish already. So the Torah says here, yeah, if somebody is ready to Hanam also to focus on. So then, if the only way to save Naram also from the rape is by killing the Rede, we are Mechuyev to kill the Rede. So the same thing is true by Ritzich. If the only way to save the Nirdev is by killing the Rede, if we are Mechuyev to kill the Rede. And then there is Yalfuse, the Gabi Hori Valyavia. The justice by Ritzich, if an Amos tells a Jew, you kill a certain person. If you don't kill that person, then I'll kill you. So he is Mechuyev to let himself be killed and not kill the other person. Because my Chosis, the Domri Dochsu Mektrei, Efshar Shidome, the Chavres Mikvei. How do you know that your blood is redder? Maybe the blood of your neighbor is redder. It's not a question of more red, less red. It's precious. In other words, the life of one person is as precious as the life of the other person. Even though one person is a sick person, he suffers from terminal cancer and he's going to die in a minute, and he's 95 years old, and the other person he's a young man and he has still 70 years to live. So we say the 24 Shishashkulis. So by Arayas, if the Anos tells the Jew to be Bo al Nara Moroso, otherwise he'll kill him, he should let himself be killed and not be either on this Arayas. So it's not, so it's the Alfu say, but it's not the same thing. The Ramban says, in Muhammad's Sanhedrin, in regard to the Gemara has an Abaye in Sanhedrin that confess whether Beneach is Mitzuv al Kiddush Hashem or not Mitzuv al Kiddush Hashem. And the Maskoni is not Mitzuv al Kiddush Hashem. So all the Rishonim say, Rashi, the Ramban, that's only applies to Avodah Zarah. If an Akum forces the Gertation to behave with Avodah Zarah, otherwise he'll kill him. So he's not mechuyev to let himself be killed. Or Arayas, if an Akum forces the Beneach to be born Alish Ishishish, and the Beneach is Mitzuga Alish Ishish, he's one of the Shisha players. Otherwise he'll kill him, so he should let him, he's not mechuyev to let himself be killed, but it's Yavar Al-Yari. But the Ramban says, if one Anakum forces the Beneach to kill another person, if not he'll kill him, so he's mechuyev to kill him, because that's based upon Svara. So what difference is there between the Jew and the non-Jew? So we see, even though there's the Alfu say, it's not necessarily the same aloha. So here too, it's no kasha against the Sma. True that by Ishe it's Kesef Kiken, not Kesef Roin, but by Karke it's Kesef Roin. So what the thesis Lia Zokin says, that the Shaila whether it's Kesef Kinyan or Kesef Roin is only Shayach Ligabi Kark, but Ligabi Mitaltalim, according to Rabbi Eichon, that Vatir Moiskene is, and that will learn out from the Posik of Inosana Kesef Komle, and there is certainly Piroin, because what does Pidyon mean? By paying the price of the Chifetz HaHekdesh, so the Dushe of the Hekdesh is broken from the Chifetz, and it's Chal and the Mois, so it's Kesef Piroin. So Mele by Mitaltalin, even the Taz would agree that it's Kesef Piroin. The Taz only says in connection with Kesef by Karak. So Mele, the Yazokan says, that the Rambam is not difficult, is not counter to this Gemara, because this Gemara goes according to the Sugya, according to the Shita of Rish Lakish, that in Mitaltalin Kesef is not Kain, and by Karak it is Kain because of the Pasik Visodis Bekesef Yiknu. So there is Kesef Kinyan, like Gdush. Some Mele Kesef Kinyan, he has to give him something. He has to give him something new, but cancellation of a milve, he doesn't give him anything new. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Rambam passing to Rabbi Yechanan, some Mitaltalin is also Nikneb Mdom. And there is Kesef Piroin, Voraya, the Alfusi is from Pinek Deishes, and there is certainly based upon the fact that he puts down the kesef, that is the peroin, the value of the chifesh ha-hegdesh. And as a matter of fact, he has to give the same amount. And the reason as to why Shmuel says, hegdesh ha-bemone, shechil al-shove-pute, is mekudeshes, is because Eini Noel Hegdesh. But in a Noel Hegdesh, but if there had been a Noel Hegdesh, so then he would have to be paid there by putting down the exact vice of the Chayivish Nagish. And so then you ask, so why do we say by Nitaltum that according to Rabbi Yochanan that Vatir is Moiskele is, so then he can give him a pute, and the balance remains a debt in the purchase price, and he still can account Rabbi Yochanan. The answer is true, he can give a pute as a down payment, but the rest he has to be Zekefal of the Milve. What does Zekefal of the Milve mean? Zekefal of the Milve means he has to give him a promissory note. It doesn't have to be necessarily a promissory note b'ksav. It can be a promissory note balpetu. What does a promissory note mean? In other words, if Ruvein borrowed 1,000 shoes from Shimon, then Shmite is Mishamet. But Zokfel of the Milve, Shmite, the Mishnah in Shvi says, is not Mishamet. What does Zokfel of the Milve mean? Zokfel of the Milve means that there is a new agreement between the Malve and the Levi, whereby the Malve says to the Levi, the 1,000 Jews that I lent you, I make you, in return for a new promise that you make in the promissory note. So then the new promise is a new Ischaives. So that's certainly Kesef.
Is that Prusbul?
What?
Prusbul.
No, Prusbul is something else. Prusbul is Hillel's Misakin Prusbul, that if he executes a declaration that kol chayv sheyeshli itzlom pleni shayegvenu b'chol zman she'arze, so then Shmit is not Mishamet. That's something else. But Zokfel of the Milve means it's a new agreement whereby the old debt is cancelled, and in return the Levi is Mishayev himself, a new, so it's a new debt, so that's not a chayv of alvoye. If it's not a chayv of alvoye, so according to one Tane in Mishnayis in Shviz, so Shmite is not Meshamit. Alright, so Memele, it is the Azokim says, this Gemara goes according to the Shlokish, that what that Mitaltel and Matnik the Bekesim, Karki. He cannot be chayzer, even if he is willing to be shpar, because the only reason as to why the chachomim or misaki that he can be chayzer as long as he submits to Mishpora is to supply an inducement, but by Tarkoyes it's not shayach to say nisvuketecho ba'aliye, so mele the chachomim not misaki. So then it's ukme adereise, so it's kene b'tiras kesef roi. Alright, now let's proceed. Next Mishnah. Reshus agavea b'kesef, or reshus ahediet b'kesef. Amirosel agavea kemserosel ahediet, ametona rabbanon. Keitzad, reshus avidea b'kesef. This version of some noise be behemi. I feel behemi be safe a lom con. Because I'm a rossi ligovea, kin se rossi lehet it on. As long as he puts down the kesef. Uvehed is likone achimsh. Keitzat. I'm a rossi ligovea, kin se rossi lehet it on. Hoim a sheer zeila. By the Hegdish, I feel be safe. Elam Kone, be headedly Kone at Yimshik, Yams. Moshe Bimone, at the time when he took possession, it was worth the Hefes, was worth the money. philistically, they say, Achel Amad Masai, Nase Masai, my time every Nosna Kesebi Komlet. So the moment when the D is hard, when the Hegdesh is poker from the Haifes, and the Schal and the Moes, so it has to be according to that value at that moment. Moshe Mosaim will hispically they say, Achama Bimone, so Nos Mosai, for another reason, not because of Nosakes Bikomlei, do ye heke a head yet homo hegdish. So, since a Mashiach is kinet head yet, so it certainly should be effective by Hegdesh, but by Hegdesh there is a legal a possibility of Chazore, but by Hegdesh it's not Chayach, so Mele it's gone. Podim Mosayim will he speak to Moshe Hachomad Mosayim Mashe Podu Pod Venez Lemon Amayoch Name Neime Lyeke Hegdesh Homo Hegdesh Oto Hegdesh Lab Mishaporakoi, so maybe we cannot say Leheke ahead yet Homo Magish. Next Mish, Kolmitzes Aben Olaf, Anoshim Hayovim Vinoshim Turis. That all the mitzvahs that the Ben is Mechuyev to do to the Av, so Anish is Mechuyev, Anish is Tor. It doesn't mean an isha is poor. She's not poor. If the isha is a pnuyo, she has no husband, she's mechuyevus. But suppose she's a married woman, there is a chiyuv of kibudav to support a father. But suppose she doesn't have her own income, she doesn't work herself. The husband works, and the husband doesn't want to support her parents. So then what can she do? So it's not that she's poor. She's anusa. V'chol mitzvah v'laben echad anoshim v'echad hanoshim chayovim. But all the mitzvahs that the father is mechuyev to do to the ben, the Gemara will explain it. So echad anoshim v'echad noshim hamechuyev. The whole Mitzvah has man gome anoshim chayovis noshim turis. The whole Mitzvah shaloy has man gome echod anoshim vechod anoshim chayov. In other words, kibudav meirave. That's not man gome. So the chay. But let's say is maki to make a parapet on the roof. It's not man gome. So Noshim Achayim, but Tefillin Tzitzis that are contingent upon a certain spot, Tefillin is only B'ei and not B'Shabes Yont, so Noshim Abdu. The whole Mitzvah Slayse say, Bein Shaz Mangome, Bein Shaloyaz Mangome, Echad Anoshim, Vechad Anoshim Chayov, Chutzmin Bal Takif, Ubal Tashris, Ubal Zitam Lemeis. So with Tamil Meisi, Gzer Sakos, and Baltashris is compassed on her, and Baltaki is not a special Gzer Sakos, but in regard to Ashrosa spaces, okay, it's not Shayach, a woman does not have a beard. So there is a hekesh between the love of Ashkosis Pesachim and the love of Ashkosis Pesach, since Anoshim are not Shayach in the love of Ashkosis Pesachim. So Mele, they are not Shayach in the love of Ashkosis Pesach either. Michael Mitzvah Ben Alav, Ilay Mekol Mitzvah Dimchayev. Polim Evet Labe, Noshim Tureis, Vatanya Ish, Ainli Aloish, Ishamanai, Kishua Emia, Kishweimer. Ishime Wolf de O, Harry can schnei. Am Ravu de Horekoma. So we see that notion of Machiobis in May Rave, Am Ravu de Horekoma. Call Mrs. Aben and the Torres Avla says Libnei, Anoshim Chiovim Vinoshim Turis. Tinonolo, the Tonorabon of Chayabibnei Limele Libdei say, Lamditeiro Lashiisho Ulamdi Umnis. How do you know Umnis? Bechalta Machai, so Umnis. Vie Shemli Mafla Shiti Bamai. He has to teach his son how to swim, also because of the heart behind. Sometimes, if he doesn't know how to swim, he'll go bathing in the yam, in the river, he might drown. Now, so it's not afkar loche, swimming. I think today, everyone is mechuyev to teach his son how to drive a car, because sometimes when you are held up by a criminal, by a gangster, if you don't know how to drive, you cannot save yourself. My father didn't teach me how to swim because in those days it wasn't so common as it is today. But today, so certainly, know how to drive a car comes with the Bechart B'chaim as much as swimming has been all the time. And let's say in Israel, when they are all exposed to the possibility of being killed by terrorists. So I think that every father is mechuyev to teach his son how to shoot, to defend himself, because of the heart of a high. Rav Yehuda Eimer called Shin Melamed as Bnei Umnes Melamde Listes. Listes al Kedaitoch, Elokil Melamde Listes. So the Gemara further points out the nafkemine between Tanekame and Rav Yehuda. According to Tanekame, his father is supposed, is mechuyev, to teach a trade, a profession to his son. But business not. According to Rav Yehuda, he can fulfill his obligation by teaching him business too. Why should there be a difference? And we pass the Tanakam. So you only have to teach him a trade, a kind of a certain profession of work, not business. The answer is because a trade, a profession, unfortunately, today many professions are also sources of a lot of, you know, of falsity and deceit. But when Shonim Arketigunon, if you are a worker, a carpenter, let's say Bisman Chazal, they didn't have these fancy trades of engineer, a lawyer, a doctor, a dentist, an architect. They had it, but it wasn't so common. So Mimele, every trade was not a source of enticement and temptation. But business, you know it, is the source of temptation, of doing all kinds of deceitful things, especially if you have a very smart lawyer who can defend you in all your deals and who can advise you how to avoid taxes for legal tricks. So since it's a source of temptation for a dishonest profession, so then you're not behind the mitzvah. And we pass and light it on a gun. Lemele minolon dixiv a yomel avom es yisodne. Veichad limole avue michaive bidinele minole dixiv hi melochem kol zoch. Veichad limole bidine michaive viul mil nafi. The tchsiv the oril zocher asher yomel es psar lo sei v'nichis. So there is a chiyuv on the father to bemal the son and there's a field from Beis. Beis does not need Beis. The goy, the beer are going like a smiley points out. Beis means Kol Yisrael. It doesn't mean Beis. Beis means he has to be of a diet. Kol Yisrael. Because Beis represents Kol Yisrael. So, in other words, you can't go knock on the door of a Jew and tell him, oh, this and this child is not female. The father refuses to be married. You be married. You have to go to the Rav, to the Dal, the leader, who is the leader of the tzibur of the community. But it means Kol Yisrael. The Machlekes Rishenim is whether the chiyuv that is incumbent upon the father and the chiyuv that is incumbent upon Kol Yisrael are the separate chiyuvim, or is the same chiyuv, except it's a din of dime. The father is first, like Zdoki. So the chiyuv of Zdoki is to support the poor. It's incumbent upon everybody. But if he has a multimillionaire brother and he has a multimillionaire, strange person who never saw it, not even the 10th caste, so naturally it's the same mitzvah. But there's an union of priority. So here too, the Ramban says in Misachas Shabbos, it's too late to go with the Ramban, that it's the same mitzvah. It's only a din of dimmer of priority upon the father. So mele, we don't have to resort to shlichas. But other rishonim achilik, and they say it's two separate mitzvahs. It's two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah is incumbent upon the father, and there is a mitzvah upon Kol Yisrael too. If the father can't or the father doesn't want, for whatever reason, so then the same mitzvah is so. It's incumbent. It's two separate mitzvahs. Some mele, if it's the same mitzvah, it's not shayach to say shlichas, because shliach is shayach to say, let's say, shlichas shayach to say, when you appoint a shliach to knock a mezuzah on the doorpost of your house, he's not mechuyev. The sefer who knocks mezuzah is not his house, so it's shayach to say shlichas. But if two occupy the same house, it's not shayach to say one should appoint the other as a shliach. It's the same mitzvah. So of course the proper practice is to appoint the shliach explicitly as a shliach to be yetze according to all rishonim. So he says, then ve'echad lemale b'dine mechayev iu limimul nafshi tichsiv ol zocha ashol yimul tzaolos v'nichiso iu minolnu mechayve. How do we know that a mother is not mechuyeves to be mal hasan? Tichsiv kasha tzivo yisei alikim. Now the Sefer HaMakneh says this Kiddush. There is a raya from the Gemara in Psochim. Is there a Gemara Psochim here? No. Oy. Thank you. Oy. Oh, Ay, ay. Ay, ay. Ay, ay. Ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Der feinere formular. Bøje romme bag homme bagkvi. Raf homme bagkvi. Kotten og maul sehe bishemmisch og trum. So, en all is also lachel du trum. So the question is, can you be soch a kotten all with shemmisch og trum? Alle schloi bis manu merkwo. Oi eino merkwo. Teich Shmeinu, what means cotton all? Of course, cotton is more than Shmeinu than all. So there's a chiyuv miles. Of course, you're not allowed to anoint him with Shemen Shel Truma. But Teich Shmeinu, before the chiyuv mila, are you allowed to use for sicha shemen shel truma? All the shloi bismano me'akve, loy me'akve. Omar avzira toshma. Ein li elo mila schor of bishas ha'siyah. V'avod of bishas ha'chile. The Torah says in Bay that if somebody has an Evet 90, he is not allowed, and the Evet 90 was not nimilis yet. So he's not allowed to eat of the Korban Pesach until he's mal the Evet 90. And the Torah only says that if he has a ban who is not Nemu, he cannot be makir the Korban Pesach. So he have exerts a kosuv that milas bonof is makiv nakovas a pesach, and milas avodof is makiv in achilas a pesach. How about nine litines almost shall ze beze, this almost shall ze beze? That Milas Avodov should be makiv in the Akrove, and Milas Bonov should be makiv in the Achille. Tamleim Ozoz Ligzirashov Bishleim Avodov Mishkachas Lodis Naibishas Achille. How is the Shayach? After all, the Achille comes after the Akrove. So how can we visualize that Bishas Achille, he was all right, and Bishas Akrove, which is before, he's not all right? If there was a change of violin, Kigain Dizamnino, Beine Beine. So the second violin has an evet, he wasn't even makrevet. So then the shaila is whether it's me'akev or not. Elushov di snaye b'shas achile, v'li snaye b'shas asiye hiche mishkachas lo. Lav di siyaleit b'nasiye l'achile. Shma mino, at the time of the akove, so it was an all shmamino all shaloi bismano have all this, because if we say before shmene yomim he doesn't have ishem all, so why, how could there be a question he should be me'akiv the father from being makriv the kol? Omar ove v'tizbere himeli kol zocha omar achmone voz yikav laseisi v'aylav v'amilu. If the halacha had been that all as bnei is me'akev, so then you could say the lomdes tirz mano is not an all, but it's the Torah doesn't say all is me'akev, all is me'akev, more is me'akev. So even if he doesn't have a shemol, but he doesn't have a shemol either, so mimele it should be me'akev. Elohim maskinon kin shachol tzosi chamo. In other words, when the father is anonymous, he's sick, you cannot be mali. So there's the question whether the father can be makir the Korban Pesach or not. So it's a different question altogether. V'neisifli kol shivo. V'nele kol shivo. V'numele mitzafre. V'inon meisleis v'atanye. For Tony Lidoye Yim Avros Gimme Volde, my love Yimme Volde, Libino Mislays, Afim Avrose, Libino Mislays, Loy, Odif Yim Avrose, Mimme Volde, Dio Yimme Volde, Libino Mislays, Lim Avrose Mislays, Raf Popo Amar, King Koyle Enel Yinuke Visma Bene Bene, Rova Mardes de Gemore, the Machin Mansions. Rovama, Kigin Shahoyo, Ovi Vime, Hvushim Bibisasu. So the Gemara mentions, Rovi says, Ovi Vime, and still it's marked the mother too. So the Kashi by the Sifra Makni Dushnis, but Ace Vile Esa, So in other words, a mother is not mechuyev to bemal the son. So how is it makne? So the makne gives a very simple terence. Since there are two chiyuvim, one chiyuv that is incumbent upon the father, and one chiyuv that is incumbent upon Bezdin. And Bezdin doesn't mean Bezdin, but Bezdin means Kol Yisrael, as the Bir HaGoyim Chasmila says. So Isha is only Ptura of the chiyuv that is incumbent upon the father. So then the father is mechuyev, the special chiyuv is incumbent upon the father, not the mother. But the chiyuv that is incumbent upon Kol Yisrael, so a mother is not gruo, can Kol Yisrael. So that means not only the mother is mechuyev, any Jewish woman is mechuyev. Now the fluke that will present the kasha against the Ramban Shita in Shabbos, who says it's not two separate mitzvahs, it's the same mitzvah, like stocking, except there's a din of priority. So mele, if it's the same mitzvah, how can we say, if we say it's two separate mitzvahs, we can say like the Svar Samak. But it's no kash, because even if it's the same mitzvah, but there is a din of priority, so noshim are mechuyev in the same mitzvah, except that a mother does not have a din of dimik. But when for some reason the father can't, so then the mother is mechuyev. So it's the raya muchachas to the chiddush of the Sefer HaMakne. Livdei simin olam dechsif kol tchir bonechot livdei v'yichet lipor ka'avuye mechayev yu limifayi dechsif positively. Positively. V'yim in olam limifkide, in other words, that the mother is not mechayev simpi na ben תחשיף תיבדה תיפודה כל שמצוב הליב לסס עצמי מצוב הליב לסס אחרים וכל שאינם מצוב הליב לסס עצמי הבחירה is not מחויב to be not מחויבש to be paid as עצמו she is not מחויבש to be paid the ben and here is not שייר the svar of the makne because here there is no הלוך החיוב פיו פידין על כל ישראל either upon the father or upon the poor himself. Kol Yisrael, Bezdin, not Kol Yisrael, is mechuyev in the same way as Bezdin is mechuyev to make sure that every Jew will be mekayim his mitzvahs. That's a chiyuv of Bezdin. But there is no chiyuv incumbent upon Kol Yisrael. So that's the reason. If the father is not available, he's overseas, or he doesn't care, so then we have to resort to halacha of zochin, l'odon shel b'fonov, because the chiyuv is exclusively incumbent upon the father or the ben himself. Menayin she'achirim mitzuvim l'vdeiso, d'amako kol b'chir b'necho tivdei. Bonechov l'mesechot. Ton Rabban, who live days, who bnei live days, who kedem livnei? Rab Yudei mea bnei kedmi, sheze mitzvose aloviv, vize mitzvaz bnei olov. In other words, bnei kedmi, because that is a chiyuv, so Tanekame says, who kedem livnei, because that is a chiyuv al atzmi. So he has a din of dimin. So then dimin, in other words, just as legabri all mitzvahs, if I have to be mekayim the mitzvah, and I am a chuyev have to make sure that my son should be mekayim the mitzvah, so I'm first. Rav Yudei imei abnei keidmen shezeh mistos halo zeh mistos abnei halo omar Rav Yudei hakel meidim kol eichad lekel lachom ishloi hu keidim levnei my time is mitzvah to go for a different. Because by being a ben, it's not just a mitzvah. It's a chayv. It's a chayv there in Shibut Nechosim and Shibut Aguf. Meglim ed al katve. So, some mele, the kayen has a right to be gave like the chomish loyim mitzad the pidyon of the father. Ki plige heicha dii ke chomish mishubodim ve chomish mecheret. Rab Yudah sova amil ve tichsi b'teiro tichsu ve bishtar damye. Ba'an ha chomish porik librei. Viozul keen vitorov lei le chomish mishubodim le didei. Ve rabonon savre amil ve tichsi ve bereise lav tichsu ve bishtar damye. Vihilkach mitzvah the goofy odin. Now what's the concept of milvah aksum l'tira kiksur b'shtar damye or lav kiksur b'shtar damye? There are two kinds of chiyuv. There is a chiyuv that the Torah imposed, let's say mazik, chayvel, din aben. He didn't, well, he wasn't mischayev himself. That's milvah aksum l'tira. And then there is a chiyuv of alvoy that he was mechayev. Because what does Alvrei mean? I borrow 1,000 zuz and I promise I'll pay it back within 30 days. In other words, I obligated myself. So, if one mandama says, Milvaksuv v'teiro kiksuva bishtadam. So, in other words, and according to many Rishenim, it's even more than kiksuva bishtadam. Because there is a machlekes in the Gemara that she put it there I say or she put it there Rabbanan. If we say she put it there I say, as Rabbi Yochanan says, so Dvar Teor, even a Milvah Alpe, can be given Milkuchas. But Chachomim or Misakein, that a Milvah Alpe cannot be given Milkuchas. Why? Because a Milvah Alpe has no call. So in order to protect the lokhem. And Rav Pope says that Shibudah loved the Raisi. Now, Shibudah loved the Raisi. So again, there is a Machlekes Rishenim. Some Rishenim say that even if we say Shibudah loved the Raisi, so it's only in a case where the Shibut was not mentioned in the Shtar. So if we say Shibut the Raise, then we say Achayis the Seifa. That actually the Levi intended when he borrowed 1,000 Jews to a Mishabris Nechosim. Why wasn't it mentioned in the Shtar? It's the Seifa's fault. He forgot to mention. But if we say Shibut is love there, I say, then you cannot say the highest receiver. But the highest receiver, suppose somebody, the mecher, wants to sell his sode to the lekeach, or the nesin wants to give him a tone, his sode to the mekabel matone, and he tells the sefer to write his star. And the Sefer, out of inadvertence, forgot to mention that he is Maknesod. So, could the Sode become 1,000 mistakes? But the Kinyan has to take place through the Shtar, so the Shtar doesn't mention it. But, so how can we say a highest Sefer? The answer is, Tesef says in Gittin Daf Chof that if we say Shibud the Raise, then with the Raise, even if it's a Milvah Alpe, it's Mishabed Nechosim in the Kores. And the Chachomim or Misakim that if it's a Milvah Alpe, then it cannot be taken from Likuchas in order to protect the Likuchas. But if it's a new Bishtar, so then it has a call. So there is no Kseidel Likuchas. But if it is written in Shtar, then it's not a Shtar that is Mishabit. But it's the Milve is Mishabit. But the Milve has to have the Raya of Shtars. The Raya of Shtars. But if the Milve has the Raya of Shtars, so then there is no Kseidel Likuchas. So Tesis says in Kitnafrof, then the Milve is Mishabit. If the Milve is Mishabit, then it's shayach to say, Achai is toy sefer, because as long as the Halvoy is mentioned, so why should I care about the fact that the Shibut is not mentioned? The Tesis reading it in the fourth Israelic, and he says that even if we say Shibut the Raise, but Chachomim or Misaki, that the Milva or Pei is not given Likuchas, for whatever reason, some mele the shtar has to be mishabed. If the shtar has to be mishabed, some mele we can't say that achraya is toisiv. So the rabbanon sava milvich sil raise lav kisu bishtar damye vilkach misvidku filatif. That's the last thing. Toner Aboron, leave this as Nevi, Lalis L'Regel, pay this Nevi HaKachi L'Regel. Rabbi Judei Meir, El L'Regel HaKim pay this Nevi, Shezum Mitzvah Iveres, Vizum Mitzvah Shein Iveres. Bishlem Rabbi Judei Kedikoma, because after the Regel, he will not be able to mitayim the Mitzvah, he'll be in Yehuvish and Yochul Iskate, but Tina Ben, he'll be able to mitayim later too. El Rabbono my time, Dom Akro, Kol Prebonecho Tivde, Vihodol Yero Ponerek, Ton Rabbono, Minayim Shim Hoyle Hamisha Bonim Homish Noshim, Shahayef Livde Iskulon, Tamlima Kol Prebonecho Tivde, Pshite, Petarechem Tol Rachmone, Mauri Teime, Nela Pre Menachlo, Mala Halon Rishisaini, Afghan Rishisaini, Kamash.
Oi! Oi!